Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akilo Yojo. As they say in the Berber language in Morocco and Algeria, Azul. Welcome to another edition of African Perspectives, a precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. Even within this anxiety-filled season, it is still a delight to be with you again for a weekly gathering and celebration of Africa and Africans. Undoubtedly, this continues to be a period of high anxiety and worry around the world. The coronavirus and the health guidelines to stop its deadly spread, including social distancing, has totally changed the way people live and relate to one another. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the recommendations of our health officials, including local officials, and do our best to combat the spread of COVID-19. We hope we all had a wonderful Mother's Day celebration last Sunday. Hopefully, we all find a way to celebrate the mothers and mother figures in our respective lives, pandemic notwithstanding. Today, we're celebrating yet another religious holiday as we join our Muslim listeners in the celebration of the end of the month of Ramadan. In addition to sharing the holiday regards, we will also be discussing a remarkable development in the fight against coronavirus that is coming out of the African island nation of Madagascar. For now, let us begin today's show in Senegal with Sore performing Dihogal. Enjoy.
Yagdana sori, amna sori, filo sori sori, mula taknya wo, sumadan sori, sumadan sori man, filo sori sori, mula taknya wo. Lord, the king of him go. Sumadan, sorry. Sumadan, sorry, man. Feel sorry, sorry. Mladakanya. Yakana sorry, I'm not you sorry. Ne feel no sorry, sorry. Mladakanya wo. Lotta ken uhem ko. Le baye usagina. Lotta ken uhem ko. Bamhani. Lord, the king you have go, the bayou sang.
lotte kenyu remko man yow xamnu yow lo yenno lotte ken loy def bam khalis xamnu yow lo yenno lotte ken loy def bam khalis.
Music from Senegal to open our show today. It is our third show in the month of May. A big thank you to the Almighty for keeping us till today. And as the world continues to battle the coronavirus, there emerged the news in the update that there is a purported remedy for the virus. This claim was coming out of the African nation of Madagascar. The initial reaction from most people was to wonder whether anything good could actually come out of Africa, at least not to the level of the continent producing a remedy for the dreaded coronavirus. Interestingly, most of the world does not realize how much of today's synthetic medication produced in Europe and other parts of the world are based on formalized research on herbs and indigenous plants from the African continent. As with many other areas of life, Africa continues to produce some of the things to hold up the world while the continent continues to wallow in poverty. Any consideration of a spaceship or space programs or the common cell phone will not involve any single thought about Africa, unless one is aware of how much and how many metals and minerals that are used on these items are generally sourced in Africa. But that is a story for another day. One would think that the claim cannot be totally baseless after the head of state of Madagascar, Mr. Andry Rajoelina, came on his TV and the national television to promote the herb. And of course, after the World Health Organization issued a special warning that no matter how potent the herb was against COVID-19, it still requires scientific testing. So, what is the story with this purported remedy for COVID-19? We turned to our favorite African news site, allafrica.com, and found an article by Daniel Finan of Radio France International. We'll be sharing from this article that was titled Artemisia, Madagascar's Coronavirus Cure or COVID-19 Quackery. President Andry Rajoelina gave a long televised address praising the benefits of Artemisia, a herbal remedy increasingly promoted as a treatment for COVID-19. It is also gaining traction in other African countries. However, the World Health Organization has warned against the use of it without being tested, that its efficacy and adverse side effects must be determined. During a 1.5-hour speech, President Rajoelina sat next to an Artemisia plant, as well as a bottle of Artemisia tonic and boxes of COVID Organics, the branded Artemisia product that he's promoting as a treatment for coronavirus. The president also called for people to continue following measures put in place to stop the spread of the virus. And if we recall, Madagascar's two main cities of Antananarivo and Toas Masina had been locked down to contain the spread of the virus. As of late April, the large Indian Ocean nation had just over 100 cases and no fatality. When we return, we will continue our discussion how the world is responding to this news about the alleged potent remedy in the fight against coronavirus.
Yeah. Thank you.
continue with our conversation today about the claim by President Rajoelina of Madagascar on the potency of the local herb Artemisia as a possible treatment for the coronavirus. And as the president announced in his press briefing, clinical trials of Artemisia-based injections on new COVID-19 patients has already started. Can something good really come from Nazareth? Can the world really acknowledge that some life-saving good can come out of the African Jerusalem? Believe it or not, there is now what can only be labeled as a scrabble for Artemisia, with one major difference. Africans are part of this new scrabble, and hopefully they will directly benefit from it. Tanzania's President John Magufuli has dispatched an airplane to pick up supplies of Artemisia. Congo Brazzaville's President Denis Sassou Nguesso also had a video conference with Mr. Rajoelina and announced Congo's plan to import Artemisia and, of course, adopt the COVID organics, the product, as a treatment. And on April 24, social media report added that Senegal has also placed its first order from the Malagasy Institute of Applied Research, which was the organization that developed the beverage COVID organics that was derived from Artemisia. Interestingly, the Malagasy authorities are not the only ones to see the potential benefit of Artemisia in the struggle against COVID-19. Germany's Max Planck Institute of Colloids and Interfaces, as well as the U.S. company AtomiLife Incorporated, are also working on tests. The study, conducted in Denmark and Germany, focuses on the same plant as one cultivated and processed in Madagascar, that is the Artemisia annua. AtomiLife Incorporated, a Delaware-based company which says it is growing the Artemisia herb outside Lexington, Kentucky, is providing the plant materials for the test that is being conducted along with Denmark and Germany. Artemisia annua has long been used for the treatment of malaria. Indigenous Africans living with the plant had known its anti-malaria properties, and this has also been ascertained by Chinese researchers. Their project first isolated the compound artemisinin from the plant and then ran clinical trials confirming its anti-malaria effect. Researchers later identified the molecular structure of artemisinin and discovered more derivatives. Eventually, they were able to produce the first artemisinin-based combination therapy, also known as ACT, for malaria. And of course, the popular name is Coartem. The ACT therapy combined artemisinin with another active ingredient to provide different actions within the same treatment. The ACT therapy are considered by the World Health Organization to be the most effective anti-malaria medicines available today.
Zaka ni vit piena, amel mafatia zita reina. Ni politika kumano neton, vit fawaka mfumba fanaune. Anayirana, mapisa utaka. Pawuru manda tamfu, chetana fana 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 foot, sitite na rafta chile tanude, tena marna. Ambaran saina minu namfu, fasalamana tande miankyu, sabata kielte simban saina maiza maminda fasote mangaine, mangaina wa, tena marna, yeah.
Welcome back. We're on African Perspectives, coming to you from the house of a member of the African Perspective team, Mr. Michael Cardin. So if you're here in nature, bear with us, enjoy the sounds. That was the music of Madagascar's Rajeri today on African Perspectives as we come to you on WUGA. And as we share some hopeful news from Madagascar regarding a possible local remedy for the coronavirus, Artemisia, the local herb from Madagascar, has been researched for many other medicinal uses besides combating malaria, perhaps providing some guidance as to its possible use in treatment of COVID-19. A study by researchers at Leiden University and the University of Basel, published in the Journal of Ethnopharmacology, looked at Artemisia tea infusions and their activity in combating HIV. Chinese researchers in July 2005 published a study exploring the use of herbal extracts for antiviral properties in the treatment of the severe acute respiratory syndrome, also known as SARS, a respiratory illness that is caused by a coronavirus. The research, published in the Antiviral Research Journal by experts at different institutions and companies in Beijing, identified four herbal extracts, including Artemisia, which could be considered as candidate for the development of drugs for the treatment of SARS. Interestingly, the story of Artemisia, this efficacious herb commonly found in Madagascar, has not been without some serious concerns. One concern was the herb threatening the pharmaceutical industry and our world's love for synthetic medications. A January 2019 documentary produced by France 24, a television channel based in Paris, asked whether the use of Artemisia tea infusions for malaria treatment was discouraged and subject to pressure by big pharmaceuticals. The documentary suggested that offering infusions based on the plant could threaten the business of synthetic ACT treatment that is produced by drug companies. At the forefront of this battle is Congolese doctor Jerome Muyangi from the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Kweri Lualamba. Muyangi has conducted research in the DRC comparing tea infusions to an ACT treatment. The large-scale double-blind randomized clinical trial was published in the Phytomedicine Journal in April 2019. It concludes that infusions of Artemisia annua and Artemisia afra, the two extracts from the herb, provide better outcomes than the highly eroded synthetic ACT treatment. This sounds like something for others to look at, but the World Health Organization, in its guidance on malaria treatment, warns against using artemisinin as an oral monotherapy. It says this promotes the development of drug resistance to artemisinin as a treatment. For us, it is fantastic to learn about this powerful herb, its serious potential, and to state that the Artemisia's use in treating malaria is clearly beneficial. However, its use in combating malaria should not necessarily mean that it will be effective against COVID-19. Maybe the experiments being conducted regarding SARS could be extended to look at this new virus that is being caused by yet another coronavirus. Following on the news, the African Union said it was in contact with Madagascar with a view to obtain technical data regarding the safety and efficiency of artemisia that is being used to treat COVID-19. And the African Centers for Disease Control Prevention, the ACDCP, is being charged with the task of reviewing the scientific data that is gathered so far on the safety and efficacy. Of course, scientists have to verify all the claims related to this herb, but it is quite instructive that artemisia was part of a pharmacological effort to fight not only HIV, but SARS. Frank Verdecourt, who led the research on artemisia and treatment of HIV at Leiden University and the University of Brussels, told French media that he could not continue his work due to a lack of funding, while research on its use against SARS must be cautiously interpreted. As a researcher who now works at Northwest University in South Africa cautioned, at the moment, we are therefore not sure if Artemisia annua or the other one at Artemisia Afra will be active against COVID-19, but he believes that it warrants conducting clinical trials, which in turn needs funding. The World Health Organization is careful not to rule out the possible use of Artemisia as a treatment for COVID-19, saying it should be tested for its efficacy and adverse side effects. The organization noted that Africans, as anybody else, deserve to use medicines tested to the same standard as people in the rest of the world, and that even if therapies are derived from traditional practice and natural establishing herbs, there should be effort to establish their efficacy and safety through rigorous clinical trials. The statement also re-emphasized the need for all the prescribed social distancing regulations. We on African perspectives can only hope that the World Health Organization and other medical research organizations, including the US CDC, will engage the medical officials and the government of Madagascar in testing and verifying the efficacy of this local African herb, Artemisia. We particularly hope that they will reach out and work out with the Malagasy Institute of Applied Research, which has developed the beverage COVID Organics from Artemisia, and it's proven efficacy for malaria, but also for other ailments. The safety and effectiveness of COVID Organics now needs to be internationally assessed and put through medical trials with published results. We are particularly heartened by President Andry Rajoelina when he told ministers, diplomats, and journalists at the IMRA, the Malagasy Institute of Applied Research, that two of the COVID-19 patients have now positively responded to the herbal treatment. If this is true, there might be something hopeful brewing in Madagascar in this fight against coronavirus. Let us pray that the hope generated by this herb becomes fulfilled. In the meantime, we are grateful to the website allafrica.com and Radio France International for the information shared with you today on this hopeful development out of Madagascar. But now let us take an extended break, and when we return, we'll turn our attention to the final days of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, and of course, the forthcoming celebration of Eid al-Fitr. Breaking the fast come this weekend. Welcome back to the show. Let us continue to pray for a remedy or a vaccine in the fight against the coronavirus. And even as we now turn our attention to celebrating with our listeners of the Islamic faith, as they round up the holy month of Ramadan and the month-long fasting, we would like to remind all of us of our duty to continue maintaining social distancing guidelines. We would like to remind all of us of our duty to continue keeping ourselves safe. We continue to wish all our listeners God's protection during these uncertain times. And government guidelines continue to evolve. We will continue to follow the instructions as provided. We must ensure that we all use common sense and make the right choices to keep our loved ones and ourselves safe at this time. We on African Perspectives continue to say that this will pass also. During Ramadan, the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar, Muslim faithfuls greet one another by saying Ramadan Mubarak or Blessed Ramadan. Ramadan celebrates the date in 1610 CE when, according to Islamic tradition, the Quran was first revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. During that month, Muslims are called to renew their spiritual commitment through daily fasting, prayer, and acts of charity. It is a time to purify the soul, refocus attention on Allah, and practice self-discipline. According to the educator and expert on Islam, Huda, on the website learnreligions.com, Muslims believe Ramadan is filled with blessings to be shared with all. At the end of the month-long observance, Muslims observe a holiday called Eid al-Fitr, or the Festival of Breaking the Fast. It is one of the most celebrated holidays for Muslims around the world. At the end of Ramadan, Muslims throughout the world break their fast and celebrate their accomplishment in the Eid al-Fitr. The holiday, which begins on Saturday, May 23rd, falls on the first day of the month of Shawwal, which means to be light and vigorous, or lift or carry. In Arabic, Shawwal is the name of the month which follows Ramadan for Muslims in the Islamic calendar. In the United States, Muslims attend Eid prayers in mosques and Islamic centers, convention halls, and open parks, although the celebration will be quite different this year. Muslims all over the world celebrate the festival by starting the day with Eid prayer, offering prayers, and then sharing greetings, including Eid Mubarak. Everyone gets new clothes made for the special occasion because every person wants to look their best. The day is spent with family and friends as they get together, indulging in eating and handing out of gifts. Certainly, the Eid al-Fitr will be celebrated differently this year, for sure. For our Muslim listeners celebrating the Eid al-Fitr throughout the weekend, here are three special dedications for your enjoyment. First, we will listen to Algeria's Belamo and Ghana El Mogahi performing Miluda, to be followed immediately by another Wusulu songbird, Mali's Umu Sangare with Ah, India. We will then end with an instrumental dance tune from Egypt titled Sawa. We hope you enjoy all three tracks, and a happy Eid al-Fitr, or a happy festival of breaking the fast to all.
Miluda, we need to know.
Happy Eid al-Fitr to our listeners come this weekend. Eid al-Fitr is a period of happiness and enjoyment. We hope you enjoy it. Finally, on behalf of my colleague working with me to bring you African perspectives, Mr. Michael Cadden, we thank you for tuning in. for all of our political, medical, and public health leaders during this difficult period of the COVID-19 pandemic, for the spirit of carefulness and never giving up that will ultimately save the world, for the hope of a remedy for COVID-19 that is rising in the African nation of Madagascar, for all Muslims around the world celebrating the festival of breaking the fast at the end of Ramadan, and for you, our long-term listeners, who've been joining us weekly for the last 23 years, we thank God for Africa and for Africans. Whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akilo Yojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. I hope you've enjoyed our third show in the month of May, as the world continues to deal with the impact of the coronavirus. If so, we hope you join us next week for a very special Memorial Day edition of our show. Until then, I say Odiba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifo, Kombe, Subonana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Denawalu, and so long.